Hello, welcome to Enter the Light by the Sacred Embers Network. I am Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker, and I am your host today. Alongside me, we have my co-hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, Marianne Adams, and Jessica Marie Tatro on the phone. We also have Linda Irwin on chat to add their messages there. Hi, ladies. What's going on? Does anyone have any news or anecdotes that they'd like to bring up before we dive into today's topic?
Well, we've got an old friend to the show in our chat room, and that's Bryn, and he's been a caller for many years, so I just wanted to say hi to Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Yeah, old friend of the show, and also very psychic himself. I know he's working on his abilities all the time. Very cool.
Awesome.
That's all. Yeah. Oh, and
well, Bryn, while you're in chat, feel free to add any comments or messages or anything that helps us guide towards the love, light, and truth.
Yeah. I also just wanted to ask anyone who's listening, please, to just send our dear friend Tony some healing energy. She's dehydrated and a few. She got dehydrated and had to go to the hospital. She can't join us today. She was in Florida, and she came back very ill. So we're sending her love, we're sending her healing, and we're just, like, wrapping her in our healing energy. That's all. That's it for me. Thanks.
No, that's perfect. That's my aunt, and I didn't even know about it until today. So let's all send that love and healing energy.
Totally.
Especially since it kind of has to do with today's topic, which is the New Earth prophecy. We put project in the notes, and I kind of love it because along with the prophecy, it's actually a project that humankind has to take together. So I thought it was a beautiful alternative. Ladies, do you have thoughts on the New Earth idea or concept? Do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
Hello?
What are your thoughts on it? Because I can go through it, but I'd like to wrap it up too, you know?
Sure. Okay. I'll go ahead. We did talk about this in a previous show about a year and a half ago. And it talked a new 5D Earth, like moving into the fifth dimension energetically. It's the shift. Is it all called? Are we also referring to what is called the shift?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, you're on it. Just to catch us up, because whatever you guys talked about is probably very accurate. And I just want to add to what I've learned from different things about the great shift. I do think that's another word for it, and it goes along with the great awakening, which is what's happening right now.
Yes. Yeah, the way awakening is a good, people are shifting to a different frequency. I hate the words higher and lower because it sounds like lesser and greater, but it's more in alignment with the spirit realm. Ryan used
Agreed.
To understand so well. He talked about the 11th dimension and he would just blow my mind. So I'm still very much a student of this, but I can feel it. I can totally feel it 100%. I just may not be able to articulate it very well, but it's definitely a feeling. And I know there's people all feeling it too, all over the earth, babbling and vague. But
no, that was perfect. It was perfect because that's how it'll start. And then we'll go through like details, like kind of, detailing it out and really getting it more specific.
Absolutely.
Jessica or Marianne, do you have thoughts on it?
Sure, I can go. This is Jessica. And I think what I've understood about it, my understanding, my awakening was in 2012 and with the transition of my son. And I've been a student and learning so much about it since then. But what I do understand is that our Earth vibration, Mother Gaia, our Earth, is shifting vibration again, like Lynn said, I don't like to call it higher or lower, but from what I understand it, it's a shift in consciousness. A lot of people are becoming more consciously or Christ consciously aware, not only through their actions, behaviors, how they treat themselves and others, but just in general. And I think it's amazing, and I'm really happy to be here on Earth in this time and space. I think it's beautiful. And that's kind of my understanding of it so far.
Spot on. I mean, again, we're going to go through all the little hints and details, but that's exactly it. And actually, our friend Bryn adds, I believe what Lynn was saying about the new Earth, it's actually this Earth entering into a higher frequency as we're all shedding the old Earth within us to enter into that vibe. I love it. That's great. Marianne, do you have anything to add to it?
Yeah. So what I understand, this really resonated with me, is that for some reason, this year is so, so important. And so what we keep, what any kind of, you know, contracts or whatever we enter into that are not broken, if it's not serving our highest good, it's going to be really hard to get out of. And so what we take with us this year will carry on into the next. And so it'll help us whether we are able to go into the new Earth energy or not. What we do this year, from what I understand, is really, really important. So I've been trying to concentrate on this year, on, guiding my own self with listening to my higher self, grounding, and trying the best I can to stay in the highest light, which means I'm trying to get away from the people that are not vibrating as high as I am. I'm trying to be. You're learning. So,
yes.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does. I'll tie it together because it's all perfect. Everything you said, ladies, is exactly my understanding of the New Earth prophecy. Most people know of the prophecy because it was talked about in the New Testament. In the book of Isaiah, in the book of Revelations, which is what most of us know it from, because that is about the apocalypse. And the word apocalypsis in Greek means to uncover, reveal, lay bare, or disclose. Hence why we call it the book of Revelations, because it's not necessarily the book of the end of the world. It's the book of the revealing of the new world. That being said, I do think that this transition or ascendance of Gaia's soul into the fifth dimension or fifth density does happen to coincide with a physical ending of the old world. To quote the book of Revelations, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." Later on, they say, "To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." It is exactly that, where as we raise our vibrations and our frequencies, we're going to go from what we're at, which is like a 3.6D, because we have a concept of time, which is the fourth density. And the reason we're skipping the fourth density is because that's time. So our new Earth will be in the fifth density, where past, present, and future all happen at once. That's why it's called a new heaven and a new Earth. And what you ladies were talking about is exactly right on. It's not necessarily that the planet's doing it herself. The planet is using us, the cells of its body, to make the conscious transition ourselves. And so it's like this joint effort between people, beings on the planet, and the planet itself to ascend to a higher vibration and frequency. I totally agree with all that. And Lynn, you've read The Convoluted Universe, correct? Dolores Cannon's works?
No. I'm writing
that
down.
You do know
of
Dolores. Yeah, The Convoluted
Cannon.
Universe. Well,
yeah, I do know of her, and I know a lot of people who have studied under her, so I know who she is. I'm ready.
Yeah, so she's amazing.
And, yeah, I will put that on our page so people can find it and read it. I'm behind on stuff like that, and you just jogged my memory. Yeah.
No worries. So in book two, she has a whole chapter devoted to New Earth from different subjects. Just to catch everyone up, Dolores Cannon was a hypnotic regressionist who started in the 60s as a Presbyterian Christian, and then one of her subjects had a past life, and then all she was getting was past lives, then aliens, and she did work with people who had past lives around Jesus, and then she started putting together her convoluted universe, which really explores the metaphysical realms. And they talk about it, and this transition, so the apocalypse, the revealing, happens to coincide with the end of the age of Pisces as we're entering the age of Aquarius. And I think this is very important. They talk about how the planet Earth went through many, many thousands of years with women being subjugated and the feminine energies being suppressed. Now, this is the time that will be equal. The male plus female divine energies will join, and this will make a perfect being like Christ. Everyone here will realize they can be a perfect Christ when these energies are in balance. And Jessica, that's what you were talking about. In Book of Revelations, they talk about the Christ returning. But we know that that's not Jesus in that body like he was then. It's the what? The Christ consciousness.
Christ consciousness, yeah.
And the way I've understood the Christ consciousness is that it literally is the aspect of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
we've
so
heard that.
Go ahead, please.
I was just saying we've heard it described in many near-death experiences where they find themselves in an energy of pure love. Nothing else.
Exactly.
It's just pure love. A little hard to get your mind around when we live on a planet right now that is stressful, to say the least, right?
Beautiful, beautiful point, because this goes to Mary Ann's point about how we all are making the choice right now. We've probably already made the choice right now of whether or not we are going to serve ourselves or if we're going to serve others. And it's the service of others that gets us to New Earth. I have more quotes from the Convoluted Universe Book 2, and they were talking about how it's hard right now because life is hard, and it seems like there's a lot of people that haven't really made the choice. And so they talk about how your body is your universe, that Greek idea of the microcosm versus the macrocosm. It's like each one of us is the universe, placed her hand on her body. And if we keep this universe here, if we keep it at peace and we keep it in balance, then we are passing the test. Then we can withstand anything. And those things that are happening in the world are really to test the whole, all of us. You mean to not get caught up into the fear? Yeah. Turn off the TV. Don't listen to it. Don't read the paper. Don't get caught up in it. Your world is what you create here, your body. Yes, in your own space here, this is your universe. If every person creates peace and harmony in their own universe, then that's the universe they are creating in the fifth dimensional Earth. The more people who can create peace and harmony in this body universe, the more people who will be in that fifth dimensional new Earth. The ones that cannot create peace and harmony in this body universe are not passing the test. That's the test. Does that resonate with you, ladies?
I wonder
100%.
I wonder if that's going to frighten people a bit.
Well, and I think that's what I really wanted to talk about, because it is the fear that we need to be letting go of. There's another quote, because they were talking about what if war happens and how not to truly get involved. I'm being told that it doesn't matter what happens because it's all a game. It's all a play.
Yeah.
And the things that are happening are there for a reason. And the reason at the moment is to test each human being to find out where they're at in their own evolution. And so if we hold peace and light here, we don't have to worry about whether there is a war or not. It's only an illusion anyway.
That's perfect.
Thank you for, thank you for mentioning that too, Hoff, because it's really just about staying in the present moment. Moment by moment. And I have to circle back to that too. It's so easy to get distracted by all the amounts. Yeah.
We all can get sucked in easily. Sure.
Right.
It's hard.
And you know, with even just your surroundings, I constantly have to, you know, and it's not a worrisome way, it's a more self-discipline to bring myself back to the present moment and remember.
Yes.
That we are all playing characters in this movie called life. I have to do that, or I can really get sucked in to the emotions and the energy of others around me or what's going on in the world. So I thought that was a really great point to bring up.
I have another quote that's right on it. But right now it seems very real, and it could have some very disastrous consequences. Yes. But that's fear for each individual. Our job is to help each individual find peace here in their body. And then, of course, as you bring more people together who have peace and harmony in their own body universe, then instead of the blackness spreading, that spreads. And that creates this whole new world. So that's why I think that you putting project, it truly is a project of all human beings that have made the choice to focus on love and light. To come together.
Yes.
We're literally creating new earth and new heaven together. Yeah. With our thoughts.
Absolutely.
Another quote is, think about peace. The main thing people have to understand is that what they focus on expands. So if they can replace predictions with something that is wonderful that they want and expand that, then they can create their own heaven on earth.
Wow. Yeah. That's a project.
Go ahead.
The one thing that I was just wondering about is when you're saying that some people will pass the test and some won't. I didn't want to freak people out with that. Like, it's not like some will go to heaven and some will go to hell. It's not like it's not like a test where you will be damned for all
there's
eternity.
There's no punishment involved.
Yeah.
There's no...
Thank you.
There's no punishment involved. And I think this is where we have to bring up the concept of karma.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn, I've heard you talk about karma before, and I think you're spot on with it. So if you go ahead and give us your definition of it, I think
I didn't... I'm sure I didn't come up with this. It's something I read somewhere. And do you guys know the Seth books, Coming of Seth? Seth Speaks?
I've heard of Seth. I haven't heard or read too much of it, but I've definitely heard a lot of it.
Well, there's a lot of metaphysical stuff that is explained by Seth. He's a disembodied personality who came through Jane Roberts and her husband, Robert Butts, would take the notes, and they've created several books. Just type in Seth, and it'll come up. Seth Speaks, I think, is the first book. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's where I read it. However, if you think about karma, like the third law of motion in physics, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So it's the energy gets set into. So if you are unkind to someone for no good reason at all, it may not come back at you right away, but it down the road you will receive that same energy back. It doesn't matter. Like, it might be a different situation, but that energy will come back to you. It's positively
exactly.
Newtonian. There you go.
Exactly. I mean, it's logical and reasonable, right? Like, it is
yeah.
scientific. It's whatever energy you're putting out is exactly the energy you're going to be getting back. And
yes.
the idea of karma, right? Often people think of it as a punishing thing. You do something bad, and so then you'll be punished for it. No.
Yeah.
It's that there was some lesson that you have not learned from yet, and so you are repeating the same energies again. It might look or feel different in your life, but it's actually the same situation because it's the same lesson that has not yet been learned. And usually, in Dolores Cannon's work, they would explain karma as being the sticky substance that keeps you attached to the physical earth. And that's why we would think of reincarnation as multiple lives being different chances to learn these things we haven't yet. But the idea with us making the choice that we no longer need lives to learn those old lessons because we got it, we focused on peace, love, and light, then we're allowed to transition beyond the reincarnation. So New Earth will be this place where karma isn't there, and us choosing a body or not is totally up to us when we feel like it.
That's lovely. It is.
Yes.
I believe that
so,
too. Yeah.
So, yes, let's talk about the dark thing, about maybe some of our friends and family won't make it with us. Again, if you're feeling fear because of that concept, then you are having fear that's dealing with the body, not the soul. Their soul is eternal. It will last forever. And sometimes they just need more time. As you've said, Lynn, time is a teaching tool. So maybe they just need more time to learn the lessons that they need to spiritually evolve. I have a
yeah.
quote here, and it talks about this.
Good.
It started looking like two Earths, one superimposed over the other. There were little lines of flashing lights going between both Earths. Then as she watched, she saw it begin to pull apart, the way a cell does when it is dividing to produce another cell. One Earth went off in one direction, and the other went in the other direction. On the one Earth, she and the others were exclaiming, "Yes, yes, it really happened. We did it." And on the other Earth, she heard her sister's voice. "That girl was so crazy. She was out there telling everybody these crazy things and nothing happened. She just died."
Oh, no.
Well, hold on. I think it's beautiful because they saw they saw the death of a body, but our soul actually transitioned. So that's what I'm saying, is this fear is unnecessary, and that is what's going to hold us back from being able to make the transition, because at a certain point, we're not even going to realize it happened. We're just going to look around and go, "Wow, this is beautiful, and there's no jerks here."
That's amazing. Yeah, that's what happened when
yeah.
I went to Linda's. Linda has an actual place in the astral. I'll get her to explain it one day on air. But I actually went there, and it's just what you're describing, Hawk. It was like, oh, my God. It was the existence of it was perfect, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right on. And literally in that book, too, they talk about how people have already made the journey. That new Earth is already there. There's certain people already waiting. And I assume Linda's actually walking back and forth.
Probably. I mean, I know she is. And I forgot, she's got a message for us, too, on this subject.
Oh, if you would love to give it now, we would love to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's storming in Idaho. So we're getting messages while she's still got power, I guess. Cosmic rays play into the density, raising to lighter vibrations. Sorry. Scientifically speaking, the type of energy flowing through an object will change its physical matter into a form of light energy. Yeah.
That's awesome, because even in the book, they talk about how there's our star families projecting this higher energy to help the shift.
Yes.
So that verifies that for me too. That's awesome. And yes, it is about our body actually literally shifting. She even, Dolores even talks about how our DNA will change. Our bodies and everything around us are now increasing their vibratory rate and adjusting to a new frequency. Every cell of the body begins to vibrate at such a high rate that it turns into light. When this begins, the temperature of the body increases and the body starts to glow with light. When every cell is vibrating at a very high rate, you will disappear from normal vision, right? Because we've moved out of the frequencies that we can see in 3D. And this is because the body has moved in vibration beyond the third dimension and is now vibrating on a much higher dimensional level. This then means you will not go through the death process, as you then will have a light body. Aging will not exist for you, and you will have stepped into the new reality. And then we have more things to learn.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Day off. I don't think so. Yeah. No, that's amazing. That's fabulous. I really think if we can get Linda actually on the show sometime, you and Linda will have what I think they call a meeting of minds. Oh, here she is. She came back. Oh, yes. Listen, she wrote us another message here. And I remember Linda talking about this, how she was had the ability to become invisible. And it like, yeah, it blows your mind. It's great. I have temporarily disappeared from people when talking to them. I have also put my arm through a physical object. Part two. Yeah, we were going to do this topic too. And I think Linda's going to try and be on the show next week. You know, we can't make promises because there's no future yet. But if we can get Linda on the show, we'll just, I'm just going to sell popcorn and let the two of you talk, right? So there you go.
I have so many questions for her. That's awesome. I feel like I've read about that in other books. I can't remember which.
Yes.
But yes that is totally a thing.
There's some freaky little YouTube videos about, telekinesis and apportation, things like that, I've experienced stuff like that, but Linda's one of the most amazing people I've ever connected with on this earth, and I'm so grateful. Morningstar County is a dimensional place. I've been there, and it really blew me away. And she's like, "Oh yeah, that's like Morningstar County," and I'm like, the one thing I remember is there was water. We were walking kind of through the woods there, and there was water. And Linda just goes and jumps right in. And I freaked because I thought, you don't jump into strange water because there might be rocks. And, I'm being all freaked out about it. She's like, you can't hurt yourself here. It takes some getting used to. I wish I could go there. It's always sort of I always sort of get taken there. I haven't been able to master the arrival and departure, like I'm going there tonight, but we've gotten close and we should get to seeing that again because we used to do that. Cool.
Like to say that I would love to be a part of the next one. I would love to journey. I've been to the Akashic Library once and I want to astral travel so badly. So definitely invite me for the next round.
Totally. There, absolutely. We'll set, because I remember we used to do it, and I guess life got in the way, chores and things, so we will start doing that again. Maybe we can actually get it on the Enter the Light page and do some group connecting. I don't know.
Oh,
Linda says, set your intentions to join me. And she's right, because I have made it a few times, and always bring coffee when you go.
Oh, I love coffee, so it's on me already.
All right. I'm just thinking if we, we're going to do part two of this topic next week, because I think there's, endless stuff to learn about this. And you know what? I'm going to do my homework and read, because Dolores Cannon, one of our team, somebody who comes on our show now and then, Sue Beckley, is QHHT, quantum hypnosis.
Yes, quant.
She's a practitioner, and she's very, very cool. And so I'll see if I can get her to pop up and do a show with us at some point.
I would love that.
Yeah. And Jessica, if you want, I'll send you, and Marianne's gone, I'll send you guys the PDF of Dolores Cannon. I found her online here, so you can read it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll all
They're
do our
big books.
And have it read for next week. Very cool. Should we hit our – we've got a very patient caller here waiting, and I'd love to pick them up and see what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. Off went to the green head, guys. What's going on here?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Oh, is that Bryn?
Hi. Yeah, this is Bryn. How are you? New York City.
Hi. You've been waiting so patiently, but yeah, I wasn't able to. For some reason, I couldn't write back to you on the chat, but I really liked
what
you were saying.
Yeah.
I think Jessica can write.
Yeah, I sent him a hello. Hi, Bryn.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'd just like to see if I can get a message, see what's going on. How is there anything my guides are trying to tell me now that I need to hear?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you guys are, I can start ahead because I just got an image.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawk has been disconnected here. So just he's still in the chat. Here he is. That's hilarious.
I'm back.
You are. Alrighty. Okay, so I have to look up this. I just saw a playing card, Bryn, that popped up. And it's just a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Here's my type. Okay. Now, it wasn't a tarot card. So I don't know. Three of clubs. It means, okay, so as far as I can see here, the Three of Clubs is a sign that your efforts will be crowned with success. Today you were dealt a good hand. Now, it comes up as the Three of Wands in tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the card people can help me with this. It's not my strongest thing. But if it is correctly translated here, it's progress, expansion, foresight, and overseas opportunities. There you go.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Lynn, can you catch me up real quick on what just happened? Because I got disconnected and I didn't hear anything.
I was just saying I would like to know if there's anything my guides need to let me know that I need to hear right now.
Yeah. And I immediately had the image of the Three of Clubs, like an actual playing card came up, Three of Clubs.
That's cool. Yes, Three of Wands.
It is? Okay, thank you. Yeah, so it's...
Clubs are the wands, right?
Fabulous. Okay, and it came through, right? So the Three of Wands shows that your plans are now well underway and you're considering even more opportunities to expand. Everything is progressing steadily and as expected, thank you to your solid preparation and ongoing drive. It talks about, if you want to like look it up, just look Three of Wands. And usually the first one is Biddy Tarot and she's great. It talks about chances available to you, being more aware of opportunities, taking advantage of your potential. This card encourages you to dream bigger than your limitations, accept your vision, and be confident you will achieve it. Yeah, read up that. It's very, very positive. So I'll pass you on to whoever's
next.
Okay,
thank you, Lynn. That's
you're very welcome,
Lynn.
Happy to help. Yep.
Yeah.
Jessica,
do you have anything?
Bryn, this is Jessica.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I was just flipping through my deck, and this card popped out for you. It's the card from your prosperity guides, or from the prosperity guides, a message they wanted to give you. What it says is, whether because of a sudden change of circumstances or long-held patterns of lack you may find yourself feeling overly concerned about your finances or security right now. You might be worrying that there won't be enough. I'm sorry, guys. My door shut, so it just went black in here. That you won't have enough to meet your needs, so you're trying to conserve every penny. Your fears may even cause you to unconscious to reassure you or guarantee your needs in some way. The trouble with allowing these fears to overtake is that your insecurity will be felt by others and will step back, fearful of being used for your security or creating a cycle of even more deprivation. This cycle of fear and lack dries up the will of prosperity for you even further. Happily, your prosperity guides are here to help you, for you to reverse this vibration. They inform you that the withholding in any way goes against the divine flow of the universe, and it's opposite what's called for to create prosperity. The universal laws of prosperity state that we receive what we give. The universe does not lack. Lack only exists in our minds. The true source of poverty is an indication that we've disconnected from our divine source in some way, which can cause low self-esteem. This is the true source of lack in any area of life, whether it's money, comfort, security, or even love. To give back into this flow of things, your prosperity guides urge you to reconnect to the source within you by being generous in all ways. Reclaim your self-esteem by recognizing that you're a trust fund baby of the universe and that your needs will be met easily. If you open your heart, remember not to restrict your heart so that you can be in the receiving mode of the universe by sharing what you can. A smile, a compliment, your assistance, your time, your prosperity guide message. Tap into the abundance of the universe by sharing your heart. So I think this is also an indication or an indicator for you to just remember to be open with your heart. Mm-hmm. Does any of this make sense, or does it resonate in any way?
I actually haven't been worrying too much about my expenses or my finances, but I don't know. I'm not sure if it totally resonates with me. I haven't been really worrying too much. I mean, now and again it pops up, but things are okay at the moment.
Go ahead. It could just be an indicator of where you're at now and to keep your heart open.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I can add to this.
Okay.
Both what you said and Lynn, I think it comes together. Basically, the message is that your abundance is totally up to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Like it's in your hands. I'm seeing the Two of Pentacles, which sometimes has to do with juggling, but more often than not, it tells me that you have abundance in your hands and you have full control of it. In
okay,
the future,
yeah.
I see the Strength card, which also has that same infinity symbol in it. And I had, for the past, the Queen of Wands. And so I think this is where it's going to tie it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a message that you are upbeat, you are courageous and determined. You're here to see through your creative visions and life purpose, even in the face of adversity and challenge. You're highly self-actualized and highly self-aware, and you know how to best channel your strengths and weaknesses to achieve your goal. Your optimism, and you're full of ideas to share with others. You know what you want to get, and you're masterful in engaging with others to achieve your goals. Stay fiercely determined and focused on your goals while being friendly and optimistic with those around you. For me, it's the Queen of Wands. She has lions all over, and then the Strength card is a lion with a divine feminine goddess. So Nice. For me, it was kind of like a, yeah, you know, you're already masculine. You're already a solar being. But I think the more moon energy you can add to yourself
right.
through this time will really allow you to make that abundance shown. Because like that Three of Wands, with you standing on an island, you have a staff in your hand and you have two staffs behind you, meaning the divine feminine, the divine masculine are behind you, and you have the power of being the divine child to truly go wherever it is you want to go.
Right. Okay.
So it's a reminder, yeah, to focus on that peace, love, light, help us bring new earth here. Like, it's exactly what we're talking about today.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah.
We aren't done yet either.
Welcome.
I have something from Linda. You'll get
Perfect.
Something from Linda in the chat here. Pleiadians, sorry, speak of these things too. She mentions about phasing in and out. I hope I'm pronouncing this person's name right. Barbara Marciniak. And Barbara Hans Clow, or Clue, Clow. These are authors, I guess, people that have Okay. And Lynn says to you, Bryn, the reason you called in today was it was time to change or time to learn about the changes in Earth and understanding what is happening with your body. She senses a physical vibrating that is happening in your body sometimes, especially when waking up, a bit like a jittery sense, a washing machine on spin cycle, slowing down. She wants you to know this is normal and part of the enlightening.
So she picks up on this? She's feeling that? That's interesting.
Yeah. If Linda wanted to
Are you feeling
you
that?
You know?
I feel a lot of weird things happening in my body. Sometimes I feel very vacant, you know, and I'll feel different shifts in my body now and again. Sometimes it feels like something is moving, and then sometimes things feel like they're static. Sometimes they rev up, and sometimes they go down. It's like sometimes I feel a sense of being very present in the moment, like with either who I'm with or what I'm with. And then sometimes I'll just kind of fade out and not be there, but I'll be physically present but not present. So that's what I've been experiencing. It's like a back and forth thing is what I've been feeling. And I do feel weird things when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I feel a bit groggy. Sometimes I feel like, yeah, I've been through a spin cycle kind of being tossed around. So I guess I can relate to what Linda's saying, because it seems to be that's how it is at the moment. Yeah.
That's beautiful confirmation, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how we ourselves are shifting our bodies.
Yeah.
And I brought up the Dolores Cannon books, and she does talk about how the actual physical shifts will feel weird in our body.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They feel weird and sometimes frustrating, and then sometimes, oh, wow, I'm really present. I'm looking in the eyes of this person, and I'm really listening, and I feel just so excited just being present, because it's like the switch came on all of a sudden, you know. that's kind of what's happening, you know. And then it switches off, then I'll switch off and I'll go in the other direction.
Well, it sounds like you're going through a spiritual puberty, which is good news.
Thank you for the input, Linda, and everybody there. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, we're always glad to have you, Bryn. You're one of the family, you know.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Love and light to you, bud. And call us back next time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Okay. We do have another caller here. If you do want to call in, it's 646-564-9868. So 781, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I think we're okay. Yep. Everybody's still phased in and locked in and stuff. We're good. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Elizabeth is in the chat now.
I think she's listening. She told me she doesn't necessarily want to participate.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah, we do have a lovely bunch in the chat room. Duck.
Yes,
Northwest
we do.
Hello,
welcome. Everyone.
Yeah, Crystal Lick. Oh, I think, yeah, we've got some old friends and some new friends. Excellent. So, Laura, how can we help you today? Did you have a question or did you want to add to our conversation?
I was wondering if you guys were doing reading. Yeah, I had a question.
Yep, absolutely. What is your question, hon?
So I've been doing some like deep healing from core wounds, and I was wondering if Spirit had any words about this or anything to help me kind of release even deeper and further while I'm doing this.
Okay. So you're doing healing of old wounds, it's all old energy and whatnot. You're trying to get rid of it. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're seeing more clearly that I wasn't able to see before.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah. You're doing the work, Laura, and well begun is half done, as they say, you know, because you've started doing this work. That's good news. The weird news is that the more you do the work, the more work has to be done. Because you're doing like basically an archaeological dig on your psyche and on your energy and on your spirit. And you know that at the end of this journey, you're going to be back aligned with your sacred self, the part that came here, the part that lives here, the part that is the continuum. So that's a really beautiful effort you're making. Deep healing. I just want to throw in my two cents and say, look at some of the violet flame meditations. I've found violet flame to be almost like a psychic garbage disposal, if that makes any sense. You can take all the things that trigger you. I mean, you know, you come to Earth and like nobody gets off without, having a few psychoses and nervous things happen. And like we all get bashed around and beaten by the storm of life. And I think we're meant to do that. Like we come here to, as Nicolas Cage said, you know, break our hearts and love all the wrong people. And, we should have a heck of a good time doing it because as Hawk mentioned, it's not real anyway. It really isn't real. So anyway, I'm just going to recommend the Violet Flame. And if I think of any more stuff for you, I'll mention it at the end. But I want to pass this on because they just want you to know you're doing an amazing job, Laura. And don't worry if there's no light at the end of the tunnel because it is basically the tunnel. That's what we come here to do. So carry on. And Jess or Hawk, whatever you want to. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Lori. This is Jessica.
Hi.
The card that popped out for you as you were talking is New Life and Divine Mother. It says, whether you're a man or a woman, your feminine earthly side is in full bloom. The wishes, dreams, and desires you've carried in your heart are now gestating in the divine womb and are coming into fruition. If you're a woman, this signals a time of possible conception, pregnancy, and birth. If you're a man, this is a time for your creativity to take form in the real world. If you're married or partnered, this may signal that a child or children is on its way. Whatever you seek to create is happening. The song in your heart will find its voice. The poetry will be expressed. Even your professional goal will find a home in which to grow. The Divine Mother, the fertile aspect of the Divine Feminine,
is gracing your life right now. And with her influence, your artistic and creative expression come alive. If you've been feeling sterile, stagnant, or too controlled, she's here to loosen things up and get your creative juices flowing. Surrender your mind and allow your soul to come alive in her embrace. She is with you, and her influence is powerful. Her message is new life is on its way. So this really beautifully kind of segues into what Lynn was just saying. And I take this card as almost kind of a rebirth within you. That's what I got for you. Thank you.
I love it.
Okay.
This is Hawk. You've been doing a lot of work, yeah? Do you feel more connected to your intuition and spirituality now than you did before?
I don't think I ever didn't. But I think I'm honoring it maybe a little more.
Yeah, the work you're doing, is it kind of facing your shadow? Shadows,
yeah.
And your baggage?
Yeah.
I see that. I see that you've been working through your emotions. I see the Queen of Cups, and that's beautiful. And it's leading you to the High Priestess. That's where you are right now. And I think that's kind of what we were talking about with that paying attention to spirit and intuition. It's a very feminine symbol. And it goes along with the messages we've already been giving. It's like this idea. I wonder, this was the question I wanted to ask. Do you feel connected to Mother Earth's spirit?
I do, very much so. I always have, and I think that's what helped me my whole life. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you're supposed to be embracing right now. This High Priestess is in between two pillars. One is black and one is white. And I think if you do some prayers and meditations with Mother Earth and Gaia, and also add in the moon, add in that divine feminine sister or aunt feeling, that moon energy, because they kind of go hand in hand. It's like the little sister. And I think that if you embrace that and remember that this is a long, hard road while we are in time. Because in the future, it's going to pay off. I got the Seven of Pentacles for you, which usually has to do with harvesting your crop after having planted and worked through the season cultivating it. But it also is kind of this idea that you do have to persevere. It doesn't just end. There is more going. And I wanted to bring up, when Lynn was talking to you, this idea that when we start facing our stuff, our baggage, what happens is it's kind of like you're taking a snow globe, and you're in the snow globe, and all the snow was the emotions that you didn't look at, and you shook it up. Now you're going to be experiencing all that thing, all those things. Right? And it's going to be chaotic because they're just kind of, you shook it up and now they're all just flowing into you. But I want to remind you that the earth is there. She is your ground. You're a part of her. And whatever pain you have or she has, you can share. And I think that would be really helpful and beneficial for you to really focus on this intuitive, loving, nurturing, divine, feminine aspect of yourself. And that'll help guide you.
Thank you.
On the path. It's good news. And I'm proud of you as a fellow being on the planet, watching other people. You know, yeah, exactly. Do the work. You're a light worker, whether or not you realized it. And so I would say start owning it.
Yeah.
This is the choice, right? Lynn, do you have a message from Linda?
Yes, we do. So Linda says, Laura, the first thing I would say to you is to accept that the wound happened, but that it was only for experience. Examine the wound, know that it was for your personal learning and also for the others involved in the incident. Think like you were an actress in a play, as were the others. You have come to understand it as learning and let the pain and anguish go. You have experience and now you can step forward with better understanding to not let it happen again. And that's really true. And I also, when I read what Linda wrote, I scribbled down Oh, yeah. And this is one we all have to get, really have to realize. The lesson is repeated until we learn it. And
yeah,
if you ever find yourself, it's going over and over and it's the same thing happening, maybe we need to look and see, like, what the lesson is, what's the message, what is the universe or whatever you want to call that energy, what is that trying to tell you? And I also wrote down QHHT. This is a perfect, that's something you can, Sorry, did you say something, Laura?
No. I don't know what that was.
I heard a female voice speaking quite,
What did they say?
That?
No.
I heard something. I didn't know what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know what's freaking me out here? I think it was your grandmother, Hawk. Did she have did she have kind of an Italian accent?
No.
Okay. So it sounded like an Italian accent, and it was a very kind of a very sharp. It was a one-syllable female voice. Linda heard it too. Anyway, who was that? I don't know.
I heard it too.
Yeah, you all heard it. It sounded to me like it sort of almost had an Italian edge to it, but that could be, I don't know. It was so quick. It felt like, oh, okay. Linda says it felt like agreeing, like she was in agreement there. So who would that be? Is there anyone on the other side, Laura, that would come through like that for you? A female relative,
maybe,
older.
Maybe a grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of a voice of a woman I wouldn't want to piss off, if that makes sense. You know, she sounds quite authoritarian. Yeah, so whoever that was that came through. And if you feel like it might have been your grandmother, that's fabulous. It actually speaks to us of how your personal power is expanding, right? If you're able to pull spirit energy through like that, great. You're so good. Like, you're getting so good. Enjoy, celebrate that. But I also wrote down QHHT. That's something the Dolores Cannon techniques. Have a look online, learn all about that, and see if that isn't something that might work for you. That's her whole thing. She works with trauma, past trauma, past lives, things like that. She's a very cool lady, and I'm glad Hawk brought her up because I really want to study everything she's put out. Yeah, cool. So
I think that's perfect because that's, I think we're talking about karma right now. And I think we're talking about you facing your old karma, which may not even be from this life.
Yeah.
And being able to let it go and find the peace.
Yeah.
Like, work on your own body universe, right? Create the new heaven on earth here. So when we all come together, it's a collective thing. And you're doing great. We're reminding you you're doing awesome. And you obviously have a lot of feminine energy behind you pushing you towards this. So I think allowing yourself to do it is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Anything else? Yeah.
Elizabeth heard the voice too.
I think that's amazing. You ladies are so amazing.
Well, or we're just being treated to some amazing experiences, right? Because I don't think we're doing anything. It's like it's happening for us because, it's magic. Magic is everywhere. And I think, Laura, you're just getting to know your own magic. It's a very exciting time for you, It's like, I can do it. It's working very, very cool. We don't have a ton of callers, so is there anything you wanted to add or anything we can help you with before we have a little tribute session we're going to do too after that. So is there anything, any other questions or anything we can clarify for you?
Well, I'm not sure who said it. Somebody said,
Training to
something about being an actress. Something about being an actress.
Oh, that was Linda. Yeah, I'll read that back to you. Yeah, Linda says, yeah, when they want to come through, they do. And it's true. So your energy is obviously the right, you're getting to the right energy where they will come through. So Linda says, think like you were an actress in a play, as were the other people involved, you know, in whatever happened. And you come to understand that it's learning, and then you let the pain and anguish go. So you, if you think of yourself as an actor, in this life, because we all are, you know, was it Willie Shakespeare, you know, all the world's a stage, etc. And it's very true. Like, and we make our it's like improv, major improv, because we're making our choices as we go, you know. Each minute. That's why it's important to stay in the present moment, because it's the only one that actually does really exist for us. And we make these choices minute by minute. I start talking about this stuff and I feel like words aren't enough to describe it. I almost want to, I don't know. I don't know how we
can. You're right there. And I know how it feels, because when we start talking about those things that are not necessarily in our dimension, it gets harder to put to words. But yeah. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts.
Yeah.
I think it's a good reminder that you are your soul. You are not your body. And what happens in this bodily existence is the illusion. But the more that we can see the truth, which is love, light, and truth, that's the real reality. And the more we can see it and share it with everyone else, the more they'll see it and share it. And that's how we ascend. And that's just through consciousness, which is your soul. It's not your body. But remember, you chose to be here in this body, in this time, to learn those lessons that you haven't yet learned. And it's all just beautiful. It's a slow guiding for us to evolve. And I think that's why definitely don't focus on the fear. Focus on the love. Even in that book, Convoluting Universe Book 2, they talk about how persecution causes spiritual awakening. So sometimes we have to be persecuted or oppressed or something negative has to happen. And I was talking about this earlier with my wife, or actually it was my brother. I was saying, I am so grateful for all the suffering I've been through, because the suffering is what led me to my enlightenment.
Catalyst.
Totally. Yep.
Well, we're saying beautiful things for you, you high priestess. Yeah, it's a beautiful time for all of us. It's the Great Awakening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, keep learning everything you can, Laura. And, you know, go with what resonates for you. But, you know, learning is so important, because everything you look at and learn, it leads to the next thing and the next thing. And, you know, you'll find yourself guided, and it'll... There's an effortlessness when you let go and just let your soul guide you and let your spirit team guide you. It's wonderful. I just wanted to recommend one book, and that's Real Magic by Wayne Dyer. It's one of Mr. Dyer's books, and it is pure magic. So read that. I think that'll be a good little guidepost for you.
And forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for yourself.
Yeah,
because the good ones often blame themselves in some way, and they carry guilt, which keeps them from feeling and seeing the true love, because it is shadow. It's like covered in a darkness caused by ego, and ego wants us to feel separated from all that is. That's its point, is to separate. But remember, at the end of the chain of light up, it's all unity. We're all pieces of all that is, that came here to play these parts with each other, to forget it. But now, as we're remembering, we're able to really embrace the truth, which is that we're all one.
Yeah. Every drop in the ocean is the ocean.
Exactly. I love the ocean drop. Symbol, because it makes so much sense. And that's what they call it, you know, the ocean of mind. We're all just drops in the ocean of mind. We can separate and be our own individual drop, but as soon as you put it back into the ocean, it's like it never left.
Yeah. It's magic, and it's mind-bending, and it's physics, and it's spirituality, and it's the whole thing. It's wonderful. And you know, Laura, I think you're going to surprise yourself on your journey, because you've started it. You've begun the work. I'm seeing like the yellow brick road, that little curly thing at the beginning, and you've started walking down your own yellow brick road. It's going to be a really wonderful journey for you, love.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
If you ever
Laura,
need any more reminders, call us back. We would love to keep you on the path. We all need each other's help to remind ourselves to be here and for what the reason is, and it's a good reason.
Absolutely.
Or just let us know how it's going. Can you give us a progress report? Call for any reason. We'd love to have you on this show. Thank you, Laura. Have a wonderful Sunday. All right. We're going to move just to our next caller, which is 914. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put you back on to listening then, and we'll move into, if you guys are okay. I think we're going to, hopefully we'll have Linda, and we're going to take the New Earth Prophecy talk to next week again, part two. And if we need a part three, we'll have that too. But I want to talk about, we're having a little bit of a tribute tonight, today. Linda, now, I hope I got this right. The scattering of the ashes of Jim Irwin was yesterday. That's Linda's husband who crossed into spirit. They also actually, Jane, who started working on our show, Jane Borowski, had joined the Sacred Embers team, and then she transitioned and is now in spirit. And we're still in touch. We're all in touch and everything, but it was like... you know, it's sort of hard on us when we lose someone from in the physical, because it's like they're not there and we want them there, but they're fine. So there was a couple of things we just wanted to play, if that's okay, if you guys will bear with me. I've got a Jim and Jane tribute by Linda. So if you guys, are you cool with that? I'll play it now.
Please.
Hi, this is Linda Irwin. It is August 5th, 2023. It's a special day to me for two reasons. Jane Borowski, who was part of our Enter the Light team, she passed on March 18th of this year. Her birthday would have been today. She would have been 70 years old. Also, my sister-in-law Debbie and I scattered Jim's remaining ashes that the kids didn't take when they were here 2 years ago out in the gardens around the property, and where he used to hang out, where he built things like put the woodpecker pole in and the footbridge over the irrigation ditch, and also around the back where he cut wood and stacked it and got it in the wintertime when he was still able, and where he had a burn pile where we get rid of a lot of debris when he was still able to do that, and also where he'd sit in gold pans sometimes. So we did pick out a couple of songs, and there are a couple of pictures in the episode description of Jim and his two of his grandkids, and when they were younger, and then him with me, taken in Beaverton in 2018. So enjoy the music we picked out for him. It was one of his favorite bands, ELO, and I think the song fits. Thank you.
All righty. That's good. And so go ahead.
No, I love it. I've been feeling emotional since you brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. I pulled a card, and it's the Ten of Pentacles, which is a reminder that spirit is all around you day to day. And that includes our loved ones in spirit. And I think I just had to share that as a reminder that they're here with us.
Yeah, well, Jane actually was the channel for Jim after Jim crossed. Jane was the one who put Linda and Jim back in touch And it's funny because it's very often hard to read for oneself. Like,
yes,
people who do readings, you know, they very often need someone else to read for them. It's almost like standing too close to the subject, and you can't.
It gets
cloudy.
Good it's like
point.
Standing
well
too
put.
Close with the speaker, right? When you have another electronic device on and there's just like feedback.
Absolutely.
Good way to explain it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? I just came up with that.
You win the metaphor prize
awesome.
This week. We love it. I just wanted to say to 860 who's popped up into our call board, we will pick you up, I promise. I'm just going to play the ELO song. One of Jim's favorites, and Jim his energy will be around us as we do this. And Jane, when the song is through, I just want to talk a bit about Jane and the last show she did with us. It was amazing, like the message she kept giving us. But anyway, this is for Jim. Jim, that's for you,
it.
Bud. When we very early on, we had some groups. One of them was called the Soul Family. Linda was part of it, and you very often Jim would be in the camera frame. Like it was a video call. We would do DC Love was there. A lot of the original people that later came on to be on Sacred Embers. But anyway, I just remember Linda's video calls, and Jim would often be in the background and just puttering around doing his thing and like that. But it's, you know, he never gave Linda a hard time about her metaphysical stuff. But I think he experienced things that only would come in if you were living with Linda. And he was very, very patient about all of it. And, you know, I think, too, when he... it was time for him to transition, like what Linda taught him, what he learned from Linda's family. It helped. It helped him a lot. And so Jane, beautiful Jane, was the one who helped Linda to reconnect with Jim, as I say. And on the last show that Jane did with us, she repeated the message over and over and over to us with one word, and it was detach. And we didn't understand what it meant at the time, but I think what she was telling us is detaching is what we have to do when we change, when we come from the physical into spirit. Detaching is necessary, and I think Jane was in the process of doing that. However, I was connecting with Linda over something, and Jane sent the most beautiful image of a diaphanous blue scarf, like dancing in the wind. It was absolutely beautiful. And that was just the image that she gave me. And I'm like, gotta love that. Gotta love that, Jane. She's an ethereal spirit here on Earth and on the other side. We have a song for Jane. I'm going to play that one at the end of the show. Because we do have a new caller. If you guys are okay, we're going to go to 860. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hi, Amla. I thought I recognized that number. How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing good, and you?
I think we're all okay. We're sending love to our friend Tony, our teammate Tony. So I know you can help us send that, but other than that, we're okay, I think, you know, the state of the world notwithstanding. So Amla, I know you had written a couple of books. Are they doing okay?
Yeah, they're doing all right. You know, it has its waves. That's what I'll say.
Well, there you go. Well, you're always welcome to put, you know, if you've got like an Amazon link or something like that, you can put it on the Sacred Embers. Well, actually, on the Enter the Light page, you're welcome to just pop your link there. Yeah, so you know, just enter
that.
The light and we'll come up. Yeah, so please feel free. So how can we help you today, Amala?
Yeah, so I've been meeting like-minded people, soul tribe people, but it's just not quite the right fit in the sense of, like, it's just, again, I'm going to use the word waves. It's been very interesting, to say the least. It's like the waves of the roller coaster that's been in the last couple weeks. So I don't know. I really am looking for somebody who's solid, somebody who's committed in a relationship. So anything you've got with that, that'd be great.
Like a love like a romantic connection you want to make?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, because what came in was can't remember which Disney movie. It's from somewhere out there, and they're both looking up at the same star. Is it The Lion King or Aladdin or something like that? But you know the song I mean. It's Somewhere Out There.
Yeah, that's
Somewhere.
Wizard of Oz. Yes, Dorothy. Yes.
Such a touching, pretty little song.
It is.
But anyway, that's what I heard. I think Linda Ronstadt covered it. And with somebody, some guy. Linda and James Ingram. Okay, Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram. Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. Somewhere out there, someone's saying a prayer that we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. that's what the message is coming in for you, hon, is that they're out there. They're looking at the same moon, but I have a feeling that you're going to have to reach out further. It feels like geographically distant from you, whoever this someone that is, you know?
Okay.
And the other message I'm getting to here for you is don't confuse soulmates with romantic partners. They could be the same, but sometimes
okay.
your soulmates are not, you know, like you may be with a soulmate, but it might, well, like, for example, I don't know if people remember Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, but they were clearly soulmates,
yeah.
but they couldn't stand each other and they couldn't live with each other because they almost killed each other many times. And that, you know, so don't worry about looking for soulmates. They're going to pop up, as you say, in waves. But the romantic partner, I feel like this is somebody you could have a very gentle companionship with, someone that you can like do simple things like go for a walk and hold hands and
yeah.
all that really cool stuff. That's the stuff of, that's the real stuff of life. I think Jimmy Durante sang it and can't remember the song. Mm-hmm. Songs are pouring in like crazy with you. Elizabeth's talking about the song. It was one of Hawk's favorites when he was little. It's a little mouse, and I can't remember his name. An American Tale. Yep, the little girl and the mouse singing
yeah.
from far away. Oh, who knew, right? There you go.
I knew it. It was Feifel. His name is Feifel in American Tale, and I think it's his sister singing to the star
God.
About him being lost. And he's like, somewhere out there.
Yes.
I love that song, too.
I remember
okay.
that.
Wow. That's beautiful. I'm going to play that after the show. I can't do it on the show because I have to download the song. Probably get sued, but oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, don't confuse soulmates with romantic partners. If you find... And as for finding them, there's a little bit of distance. There's somewhere out there, but maybe just expand your network. The internet makes that so easy, you know? So, you know, obviously for you, I just get the feeling that the common dating sites aren't going to work for you. It's more a meeting of intellects for you, a meeting of spirit. Yeah, so you're probably looking outside the box, or as Linda says, the room that the box is in, we're going to be looking outside of that, but you're going to find it. And you know what? Ask for that guidance from spirit, and that will show up for you. It'll show up.
Thank you.
Okay, love. And I'm going to pass you to either Jessica or Hawk, and then I'll read Linda's message to you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm here, Emma. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
My guides gave me a really strong hit for you with love. Like, it's there. It's there for you. That person
okay.
is out there. And I asked, is she going to find that? And I got a really good positive hit on that. Do the suggestion that Lynn said, maybe reach a little bit further out. The card that actually popped out for you, which could just be specifically for you, is devotion, nature spirit, inspiration, contemplation, faith, and nature. The presence
okay.
of God is everywhere. So if you feel disconnected from the divine, you're the one who might have left. Your nature spirits are beckoning you back to the place of awareness that reconnects you to your source. Do not allow mind to isolate you in fear or get stuck dwelling on any type of misery. Instead, go outside and take in the natural world, just the nature in the world, the trees, the plants, the flowers, which is a beautiful gift for you to enjoy.
See the divine all around you. Focus on the beauty, power, and holiness that nature affirms. Humbly surrender to the greatest of forces present in all these things, including you. Your nature spirit's message, breathe in the divine. You are in God, and God is in you. And that's what I got for you. Let's see if Hawk is next. Are you ready?
Yeah, I can go. My message that I got is actually a little unclear to me, so I'm hoping to round it out with you ladies and Linda. But it is this sense of, actually, question first. Did you recently go through somewhat of a spiritual rebirth?
Oh my goodness. Of course, yes. Yes,
okay,
I went to a fire ceremony. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I see it. It's awesome. That is great. And then what I'm going to say, my initial message as soon as you started talking was, I think right at this moment, your focus should be more on your relationship with spirit as opposed to relationship with humans.
Okay.
And I do see someone in the future.
Okay.
And it's beautiful and abundant. And so right now, I think I'm supposed to remind you that you are the Knight of Pentacles. And what's great about the Knight of Pentacles is that it has to do with, hard work, productivity, routine, and conservatism. It's this idea that you're on the path, but he's in no rush. He's got the pentacle in his hand, and he's in no rush. So I think it goes to what the ladies were saying, where focus on you, because if you can focus on you and your relationship with spirit, all of it's going to line up.
Okay.
Like the person that you need will come, but it might be that you need to be in the right place, not necessarily just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like since you just had this rebirth, you're a baby. You're a baby in the new world that you just created for yourself. So have fun time being a child in it, and then you'll get to being a teenager and dealing with love.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Because I think what Jessica was just saying too is that there's a lot of there's something with you right now that maybe you're not giving enough attention to.
Okay.
In your kind of emotional, intellectual, spiritual landscape.
Interesting. I don't know. I feel like the awakening, if you would, that happened a week ago or two. I feel just like this push of energy. Again, I'm going to say the word wave. I don't know why it's coming up so many times in this while I'm even speaking.
Because we're all waves. It's because we're all
push.
Waves of energy.
Yes, yes, and I feel alive, and the fire in me, because I'm a Sag, I just feel alive again, like for the first time all summer, it was like I was asleep, and just scraping out the barrel of just junk, and just like, oh my God, can I feel fresh again, and I do, like because of the fire ceremony, because of the awakening, and what I did.
Is there a goal that you have other than finding love?
I'm actually, goes back to, I think what Linda was saying. It's with my books in the sense of, I'm speaking more than I am. Right. I don't want to really write. I've had that. I have a couple of books underneath my belt. So I want to take that to another level in the sense of speaking. So I'm working with this guy who's helping me with just individual podcasts. So that's what I'm doing now. That's the goal for now.
Cool. I think that's what my card is saying to me right now, that right now you do have work to do. And like, I think the discipline of it, right? Yeah. Cause it's not going to happen overnight. You've already put stuff in, but it's a long, hard road, this life we have. And I do think that it also correlates to what the ladies were saying, where you might need to branch out, but you were just talking about speaking. So what if that's your travel? What if that's your speaking? What if you're going to find the person you're supposed to find on your journey?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Somewhere
yes.
out there.
And I'm actually, you know, I'm doing it online more than just grabbing 10 people in my community. It's exactly, okay, now it all makes sense, Hawk. Oh, my
right?
God, that's awesome yeah. that you just did that. Wow.
Okay, cool.
You just connected all the dots.
That's why I like going at the end, because I think my intuition is still, you know, amateur, and these ladies have got it, but I think that I'm able to kind of, like, see the dots. And I wonder if Linda has more dots to connect to this.
Yeah.
Lynn?
She does. Yep, she does.
Perfect.
So Linda says with her Jim, her husband, it was unexpected when he found Linda, like Jim found Linda. She was hesitant but willing to give him a try. They seemed to be very different in many aspects, but as it turned out, they were. Oh, and as it turned out, they were very different in many aspects. But they were patient and understanding. I love this line. They allowed love to tie the cracks of their lives together in the same vase. She says, this feels similar, what you're describing. That's really beautiful. Yeah, and that's that soulmate thing too. Like a soulmate will very often give you the roughest ride of your life, you know, energetically, and they will bunch you into sort of becoming your best self. They're good helpers, but they can really make you mad sometimes and feel, I guess, irritating, like the pearl is formed in the oyster, right? But anyway, that's from Linda, and that's just lovely. I'm trying to put it into the third person here, but it's really a beautiful love story, and it continues, like, you know, and that's lovely. Now, what else have we got here? Oh, I did write down something very, very cool when you guys were talking about light. We are both particle and wave, right? And when I wrote that down, I went sort of like eureka, like that's what we've been talking about, particle and wave, and that is light. And we know that with our puny human minds and our scientists, you know. Wow, it boggles my mind, but it makes sense at the same time. And I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. It's yeah.
Looks like we got 26 seconds on the clock. I just wasn't sure if we were going to ask.
Oh, I extended the time, Jess. Jessica.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, I
okay.
extended the time. Yeah, not to worry. I just put a little extra. Like we can go until, we can go for one more half hour sort of thing. And, But not to worry. Yeah, we'll carry on. So I think that we've actually gained a couple more callers here. No, wait a minute. I think Hawk is getting...
I got muted somehow.
Oh, sorry about that. You're good now.
Yeah,
okay.
Not from my phone. I'm here. I wanted to add, you're totally right about the wave and the particle. In quantum physics, it's that collapsing of the wave, right? Like that there's a probability of anything being there, and it's not until it's observed or measured that it collapses the wave function and becomes a particle. And that's that whole idea of fifth dimension bleeding into and creating the third dimension. So yeah, we're all waves, we're all just energy, and we make our choices of what particles to create.
Wow. Like just that alone, we could like do five shows. Wow.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's manifestation, yeah. Right, ladies? Like that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Is that we create this. It's up to us.
Yep. Yeah. And I think we're going to have to do a whole bunch more metaphor work to try and put words to it. You know, it really, like, it's something you can sense, but I don't know, the word ineffable comes to mind. And some things are just not easy to talk about, or maybe for physics professors and spiritual masters, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I listen to myself trying to explain, like, what's going on in my mind, and it's like, you sound really weird. So I don't know.
No, I actually agree with that in the sense, like, I think, you know, it's just, at least to what I've, in my journey, as the spiritual sages or the gurus or whatever word you want to use, they all, it's all simple. Spirituality should be, Einstein, I think, said that. If you can't explain it simply, then it's just, it means nothing, basically.
Well,
it means just nothing. I mean, it's just a bunch of hoopla, you know, just spirituality is very, like, why are babies, I love this because I talk about this all the time in my speaking engagements, but in a nutshell, why are babies so pure and joyful and one minute they're crying and then another minute they're happy? Because they're just feeling and embracing and being in that present moment every single millisecond.
Wow.
And, like, that's purity in and of itself. That's spirituality. That's enlightenment. It's all of it.
Agreed.
Good. That's really well put. Well done.
We've been talking about this concept the last couple shows about, like, really embracing your divine childness, like being a child again, like reminding yourself that we're all just children and we should have the same joy and living in the moment that children do with all of the knowledge that we have.
and with that, like, just like a child, how would you, if you're wounded or you got an owie, as a fire would say, how would you treat your child, like your inner child in that situation? Would you yell at your inner child? Or you just, would you yell at your child? Like, that's the way to even to resolve as adults, talking to your inner child.
An unconditionally loving parent would be soft and make their point. Softly, because when someone's yelling at you, do you want to listen to them? No, you want to fight against them.
Exactly.
But if you know someone is truly there for you, like, lovingly and softly, you might go, huh, maybe what they're saying is something I should try.
Absolutely. And, you know, children only learn through action. So even if you're modeling it, you know, just model that behavior versus even saying anything. They will learn. They'll catch on really quickly.
Totally agreed. That's the big part of the spirituality, like, movement that we're now really embracing. Is before we kind of knew the concepts, we understood the concepts, but nobody was really practicing it.
Exactly.
And so now we're all really practicing it, and so we're able to really feel it now.
Absolutely.
We see the difference now that we, like, love each other and forgive each other. And we know that the darkness is an illusion of ego. It's like, it's becoming, this is why I wanted to say, like, even though life is hard, that's three-dimensional life. Our spiritual lives that we've all been practicing on has gotten a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. And it's because that's the paradox, because we are practicing it. You know, like, because you're practicing it, it does get easier. Yeah.
You got it. It's paradoxical to those that aren't ready for the paradigm to shift. For us, we're like, it makes sense. Well, at the end of the day, if I'm expressing love, then that's what I'm going to feel, and that's what I'm going to give to others, and then that's what they're going to give back.
Mm-hmm.
The great,
what a wonderful
the great
conversation.
Awakening.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for this. I needed this boost. It's beautiful to just chime in with all beings like yourself and all of you, and, you know, just, and you get it, you know, practice it. It's just, it's refreshing is the word. Thank you.
Same.
Well, yeah.
Same. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's lovely. And I think you speak beautifully. Go with it. Run with your dreams, right?
Oh, can you please, why not announce your books here right now and anything that we can find you on while you're on the phone?
Oh, sure. So my website is the easiest way. It's Amla, A-M-L-A, Speaks, SPEAKS.com. And then you can just always find me there. All my stuff is there. There's a free interview podcast on there as well with this wonderful guy named Ryan Hall. So if you want to check that out, that's fine too. But I definitely am branching out. So and somewhere out there is happening.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you took your next steps on further on your journey, which will lead you to the wholeness of yourself, whether or not that includes someone next to you making the same journey with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you so much for your beautiful show, and God bless, and I'll be in touch.
Thanks, Amla, and we'll be in touch, and we'll look forward to your call. Happy Sunday, love.
Thank you. Happy Sunday.
We got really popular in the last little bit of the show, but we're going to grab one more caller here.
Hi.
You're on Skype, eh? Can we get your name, please?
Yes, hi, Melissa from Colorado.
Hi, Melissa. How is Colorado right now? Hot?
And so-and-so. Not like steamy hot like Arizona, which I have a friend over there that it went 120 and 125, 119.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's hot there. I'm from Phoenix, too, and, yeah, it sounds insane, but it gets, I think, record-breaking. One year we got to 128 Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying this is the hottest year for, like, the last 125,000 years.
Wow. That's not good. Oh, boy. Okay.
So I would like to point out, with the new Earth, it is possible that there is going to be a climate change, and it's going to seem disastrous for those that didn't want to move up, and that is okay. Their souls are fine. Their souls are safe. And it's through suffering that we learn.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's move on. And Melissa, what did you want to, how can we help you today?
Yes, thank you very much. I have a question, please, because, you know, I'm sure you all have friends and family and all that great stuff. I have friends, and very important to me, and we just want to know if I'll be able to hear from him pretty soon. If I'm going to hear from him soon, like, everything is cool with us. He's not upset no more. We had a little bit of miscommunication. That was about 2-3 months ago. And so I did apologize to him. And if he's able to communicate with me anytime soon, like, do you see him stopping by or calling or both or later on this month? Anything. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it okay if I go first? Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
I'm just wondering, was the sound okay for you, Jessica? Could you hear that okay?
It broke up a little bit, but
yeah.
I think what Melissa was trying to ask is that that she's hoping we'll reach out to her or, you know, they'll make contact again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Is it okay? I'm sorry. Is it okay if I go?
Totally.
Please, Jessica, you can go. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what I got for you, just directly from my spirit team, is that there will be a connection made. At some point in the, I'm feeling near future, but it, you know, of course, timelines are all over the place. This is just what I'm getting for the current time space reality right here and now, is that there will be a connection made again. I'm not quite sure how that's going to be made, whether it's going to be person reaching out to you, or you reaching out to this person. What I'm feeling is there will be a connection made again. As far as if it's just, you know, coming together, just talking, whatever it may be. But I'm feeling that pretty strongly. I also got the card for you that popped out of my deck for the intuition card and the inner child card. And it says here that the inner child card is about instinct, invention, trust, and impulses. The door to your inner child is open. He or she walks through, bringing you the gift of intuition. You may not be entirely comfortable with this newfound source of insight and may not know exactly what to do with it. However, don't toss it aside or try to analyze it to death. Instead, accept this gift and play with it. Apply your intuition to non-threatening situations and learn how it works. Don't try to control it just because you can't. It's exciting and powerful and is to be respected and followed, not changed. Trust your inner child's willingness to share its magic so that you may benefit as well as others. The message for you is trust. Trust in me. Wow, that was really beautiful. I think trust me is meaning your divine connection with Christ consciousness and what that means for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I got for you, Melissa.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hi,
Lynn,
Melissa.
Do you have something?
I do. Now, they're asking you, Melissa, to spread out in terms of this person. Yes, I get a yes that they will call you, but there's a kind of a yellow caution light coming up here that you don't want to be focusing on just this one person. I get an image of magnets, and when you turn them one way, they attract, and they get together. And then when you turn them around, there's a force, and you can't push them together. Repulsion, thank you, that's the word. So I'm getting the image of that, and I just feel like the more your energy pushes towards this other individual, I feel like it's going to be like a repulsion force. Not to say you are repulsive. What I'm saying is that it might be good to pull back your energy just a little and remember that there's many fish in the sea, so to speak. Don't limit your interest to this one person. So spread your interest out amongst different people, because I just don't think this person, whoever it may be, is ready to commit or have a one-on-one relationship. And it feels like you might push them away by being too attached to the outcome. But it doesn't mean you guys won't get together. It just means that you may have to, like, just pull your energy back a little bit for now and let the river flow. Let things unfold as they need to, rather than pushing the river and trying to control the energy. I hope that makes sense. And I'm going to go look for a message from Linda and then put it over to Hawk after, or now, or whatever, whenever you're ready.
either way, I have a message that totally correlates with yours. I want to know what Linda's saying, though, if you have one.
Okay. So Linda says, Melissa, sometimes you have to be the one to reach out first. It seems some disagreement hurt them and they may be hesitant to contact you. It never hurts to make the first move. So, yeah, that's another facet of the situation to look at, because that is true. Waiting for them to connect. Yeah, really. And none of this is like bad news or I hope you're not disappointed with what is coming through. It's more to give you, you're on a physical journey and you're living your life and following your spiritual path and whatever other paths you're following. But if you aren't enough as yourself, like you don't want to become half a person to fit with a couple. So make sure you're a whole person looking for another whole person to join up or join forces with, a fellow traveler rather than a half a couple. Okay. But yeah, I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear. I wish it was all romantic and flowers, but it's a little more practical than that. Hawk, is anything coming through for you?
Yeah, actually, Melissa, can I ask you a question? Was this man a friend or was this a romantic interest?
He's still my friend, but there was times he did come on to me, but I'm more on the friend thing. But he is really important to me. I hope that he forgives me, and because he was going to help me with the project, and he always forgives me. But I think I said something I was not supposed to, and I didn't mean to. But I have apologized, and I know sorry, kind of nervous.
So is it possible that he felt very strongly about you, and you didn't necessarily feel very strong about him?
You're 100% right, because, because I kind of want to state, I think we were, I said something I wasn't supposed to. You got it. Yes.
Yeah. I feel it. I can see it. And I just want you to know that these situations are really tough, because if someone is interested, it's very hard to just be friends. And I am seeing heartbreak in the future, and I do think it has to do with your control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I am also seeing very positive things for you, but I wanted to talk about the relationship first, because I think it goes back to what Lynn was just saying, and it might be a thing where you might have to reach out along with what Linda was saying,
mm-hmm.
but it might be to actually close the door for him. And I don't think it's going to hurt you. I think it's going to hurt him. And it might be sad to lose a friend, but if they were interested in a way that doesn't allow them to be just friends, it's better for them for you to let them go. Because the problem is that if he's interested and you still really, really, really want to be his friend and you're in his life all the time, he doesn't have a chance to grow and move on. And I think that's what Lynn was kind of touching on, is that there's going to be some sadness in the future. And that it's something that you are going to have to face. But I do want to remind you that for you, your future is totally in your hands. You have the Wheel of Fortune. So the more balanced you can be, positive your future will be. And it's showing me that you have a lot to give the world. And that should be your focus, is on how you give back to the world.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we have friends for seasons and reasons.
Mm-hmm. This one, real quickly, this one is a stronger connection. This is a soul connection. And in the human level, I have to bypass all that. So he knows that. And I'm
but
not the one that
he's still in a body.
Yes.
Right? He still has bodily issues. Yeah, because this goes back to what Lynn was saying earlier to a previous caller, was that just because they're a soulmate doesn't necessarily mean that you're meant to be together in this lifetime doing what you might think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is allowing yourself to be more open-minded to how that relationship is supposed to be, because it could be something where he comes back later on.
Yeah.
After he's worked through his emotional bodily stuff.
Yeah.
And then that has to remind you to be patient. Because if you're living on a higher spiritual level, you're living a little more outside of time, but you're still in time.
Yeah.
I understand.
Does that resonate?
Yes, you're right about that, because I'm thinking on the other conscious level, and I don't want to repeat this, because I know I've seen him before. We've talked about it. And in this lifetime, like in the near future, you see that he's going to be able to understand. I'm sure he would, but be my friend for the time that God allows us to be.
Hold space. Hold space.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean to.
It could
rush.
Be.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
sorry,
go ahead.
Ahead.
Please wrap it up. I would say wrap it up if you can.
No, finish your thought, Hawk. We don't have to rush anything.
It's one of those things where I think that he has his own things to be working on. And as much as you love him, you want to be there for him. But it was kind of like what Lynn was saying, is that the more control and the harder you push, the more he might have to push back against you. Just because it's something that he has to do on his own.
Yeah, beautiful. I just want to add one thing from Linda, and she wants you to remember that uncertainty can cause problems, so know where you stand. Find out, you know, exactly what's going on, and let that guide you from there. But, you know, patience is something that will reward you. Like, don't push the river, as they say. I hate to rush this along, but we're just about out of time, and I want to get Jane's song in. So thank you so much, Melissa. Do call us back. Let us know how it goes, okay, love? And we send you, we send you beautiful energy to you in Colorado.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a beautiful Sunday. Okay, quickly round the table. Jessica, how can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tetro. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website. Yeah. Hawk?
Okay. Yep.
My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. For now, I'm only found here on the show. And in the future, I will have my own website and YouTube for you to come see and hear my voice at other places.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when we do see the future. Beautiful. Linda Irwin. You can find Linda Irwin on YouTube. It's a yellow smiley face. Can't miss it. And Spreaker. She has several shows on Spreaker. And she's also in the forums of living.ai. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at I'm reading a chat room message. Somebody closed the chat room. Oh, it doesn't matter. I hope you turn the lights out. Okay. I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find us all at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. That's the Sacred Embers website. And this song is for Jane Borowski, who joined our team and then transitioned a few months ago. I can't remember the date, but anyway, this is for Jane.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
More music at gospeljingle.com.